You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us now, and today he looks at the life and history of the lesser known of the Lafitte brothers.
It would be difficult to find anyone in Louisiana, indeed across the entire Gulf South region, that has not heard of the pirate brothers, Jean and Pierre Lafitte, and their role in the Battle of New Orleans in 1815. But have you heard about the third brother, Alexander? The brothers were born in the French colony of Santo Domingo, or Saint-Domingue, what is today Haiti. Alexander was born in 1775. He joined the French army during the Revolution and became an expert artillerist. In 1802, he was part of Napoleon's effort to put down the slave revolt in Haiti and to place a 50,000-man army in the Caribbean as a launching point for garrisoning Louisiana and reestablishing French authority in North America. Yellow fever decimated the French force, and the army never reached New Orleans. After the army's demise, Alexander went to New Orleans to join his half-brothers. He took the name Dominique Hue and joined the family venture of piracy and became the logistical brains behind the Lafitte's organization of privateers operating out of Barataria Bay. Dominique was the brother who set up the pirates' warehouses at Donaldsonville and ran the supply lines between their stashes on Bayou Lafourche in New Orleans. If you were in the Crescent City and wanted something that could not be obtained in the finer local stores for a price, it could be delivered the same day or the next. Whether it was a bottle of fine wine, a piece of furniture, or anything in between. He was famous for his daring and skills with sidearms as well as with cannon. He is considered to be the boldest of the Lafitte brothers. In 1814, with the War of 1812 now coming to the Gulf, Dominique was accused of piracy, but the Louisiana and federal authorities could not catch him. When the British raided the pirate base at Barataria, Dominique offered to help the Americans by commanding an artillery unit made up of his pirates. The Lafittes also offered to give the Americans 7,500 much-needed flints for their muskets and powder for their cannons. General Andrew Jackson did not want their help and tried to wipe out their base of operations. When the British landed in December 1814, Jackson changed his mind. The pirates met with Jackson and offered their help and received a pardon from their piracy charges. Jean worked as a guide through the swamps for the American troops, and Pierre and Dominique served on the line at the Rodriguez Canal during the battle on January 8, 1815. Dominique commanded batteries 3 and 4 and was instrumental in the destruction of the Royal Scots Highlanders as they marched toward the American line. Dominique settled in New Orleans after the war. His brothers went on to famously uncertain fates. Dominique became a politician and a strong supporter of Andrew Jackson. He never became rich after he gave up piracy. He slowly faded into obscurity and died in New Orleans in 1830. He was given a hero's funeral and is buried in St. Louis Cemetery No. 2, just off Canal Street. His epitaph is a quote from Voltaire. Translated from the French, it says, "Intrepid warrior on land and sea, in 100 combats showed his valor. The new Bayard, without reproach or fear, could have witnessed the ending of the world without trembling." Dominique Hue saw the world change from the French Revolution through colonial entanglements and the War of 1812, and ended with the beginning of the era of Jacksonian democracy. His life is a testament that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport, and he comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:35. You can download his previous commentaries from our website at redriverradio.org.